Todd Hames is the chair of the Crossroads Crop Conference that's coming up later in January in Edmonton. He's also the director of the Alberta Wheat Commission. Todd, thank you very much for joining us today here on the Ag Show. First of all, Happy New Year to you and yours.
Yes, Happy New Year back, and we're sure excited to get this conference coming off here at the end of January. Excited to have everyone back and see familiar faces and have lots of networking chances.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how is the preparation going in anticipation of the conference January 24th and 25th in Edmonton?
It's been a busy year of planning. We've been planning this all year, and you know, I could go back a little bit just to the planning is done by, you know, as everybody or a lot of people will know, it is the four crop commissions, the Alberta Canola Producers or Alberta Canola Commission, Alberta Wheat Commission, Alberta Barley Commission, Alberta Pulse Commission that are responsible for bringing Crossroads to light. And those commissions are, we're still known as the Farm Tech Foundation. So,
how big has this conference been in prior years?
So the conference was quite large prior to COVID, and had grown fairly large into the 1,800 people range. So we have downsized the conference, not in any particular reason. We just thought it was a time for a refresh, and you know, there's a lot of different activities on now for farmers to go to. So we're trying to fill the gaps a bit, a niche, and we shortened the conference up as well to a two-day conference.
What are some of the topics that is being covered in the conference?
We're concentrating on, you know, the markets and farm policy, and we're seeing a lot more, you know, media attention or, you know, attention in the growers are seeing on, you know, government policy. So we're trying to, you know, bring that information to producers, you know, bigger, so especially the, you know, everyone's heard about the fertilizer reductions and that and the carbon and all that sustainability. So that's a big piece is to talk about those kinds of things. And then, of course, you know, like farm management and, you know, and, you know, marketing our crop prices and, you know, the forecasts on that. Another topic that's always popular at the show has been the weather and having, you know, some weather information or forecast for what a farmer's expecting to see in the coming growing season.
How tough is it to talk about something like Mother Nature, especially when she's so unpredictable?
Yeah, that's, I guess, why that topic never ends.
Some of the keynote speakers that you're having during the conference, who's speaking and what are they talking about?
You know, so the weather, you know, interestingly, we have Josh Clausen from Edmonton going to do the weather forecasting for the coming growing season. So I'm, you know, quite excited about having a local forecaster and to put him on stage and talk about that. But some, you know, our keynote speakers, you know, we've got Vance Crowe, and he's got a lot of background, and we're going to hear some really big picture stuff from Vance on, and, you know, provocative to get people thinking about the future and where things are going. And we've got Chris Koch is going to, you know, another local Albertan that's going to talk a lot about, you know, is going to give us that feel-good story about, you know, how to overcome adversity and, you know, what it takes and whatnot. So, it's, you know, the mental health, you know, that's a piece that's, you know, we're, you know, that we hear a lot about. So we want to, you know, have that story that uplifts and gives people feeling of, you know, we can move ahead and we can get this done.
I guess talking a little bit about farmers in the Peace region up here in northwestern Alberta, I'm sure they bring a lot of input to the table, especially I'm not sure if there's a different approach to what they do as opposed to possibly the rest of Alberta. How key is it for everybody in Alberta not only to participate in these conferences, but to maybe make the trip and say, hey, we're here. We'd love to share our stories. We'd love to share our feedback with that.
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it. Like, I'm a farmer from Marwain, Alberta, and I've gone to this conference, in previous years. And there's such an important piece that's hard to define, but the networking opportunity to talk to other producers and see what other producers are doing across this province. We have a vast province of, from one end to the other, and the growing conditions are different and challenges are different. Yet agriculture is somewhat, somewhat the same for everyone. But the networking opportunities and the friendships and meeting other producers, sometimes you learn more by talking to producers outside your area, because you're more willing to share that some of those challenges, as maybe with your neighbor you're a little bit more close. So I think the networking, and this conference is designed a little bit more. That's one of the reasons we did downsize the sizes, to allow more networking time and give the better opportunity for farmers to, trying to create the discussion with the speakers, to try to create a lot more some panels and whatnot, and having the ability to create that discussion in the hallway so that, it opens up that networking.
Is everybody looking forward to the conference, and everybody looking forward to 2023 in general as well?
Yeah, I have a lot of optimism in the conference and a lot of optimism in agriculture. I think agriculture is in a really good spot, globally. There's lots of excitement. And obviously there's always challenges in agriculture and challenges in the marketplace. And part of the discussion will be the challenges. But, overall, agriculture is in a really positive position. The commodity prices are still really good. And expenses are coming up, as we all know. This is an opportunity to learn, to talk to farmers about how can we produce, be the most efficient producers in Alberta.
Todd Hames is the chair of the Crossroads Crop Conference that's happening later this month in Edmonton. He's also a director of the Alberta Wheat Commission. Todd, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith, and I look forward to seeing everybody.